Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Prominent attorney Steve Barnes, who along with partner Ross Lino, developed the successful firm complete with ubiquitous advertising and old-time jingle, died along with his niece Elizabeth in a plane crash yesterday in Genesee County. Attorney Paul Cambria tells WBEN's Tom Bowerly, Barnes, along with Celino, were pioneers in attorney advertising.
Before that time, the way that people heard about attorneys is they read about them in the newspaper or saw something on television or radio. And that was it. And advertising was something that lawyers were forbidden to do until relatively recently in the late 60s. And once that was opened up, you know, they found a way to do it and to do it with dignity and class.
The NTSB is on scene looking into the cause of the crash. New York State's daily count of new coronavirus topped 1,500 for the first time since late May, and Governor Cuomo's warning local governments they'll face fines if they don't enforce social distancing and mask rules. The governor's complained for days local governments have not been cracking down enough on violations of state virus safety regulations. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Don't touch that dial. We're taking over the airwaves with Mr. Fitness Radio. It's time to get motivated. It's time to get inspired. It's time to rediscover your life. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
I have some big news. According to our executive producer, Joe Donesco, there's going to be a new sound on Senior Radio Buffalo. I really can't give you any details at this time, other than it's fresh, it's new, and it's exciting. And coming up, I'll be talking about how the memories from your past can have a positive effect on your future. So join me as we look back to move forward in the new normal.
WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a mostly cloudy day for today. We'll have a few breaks of sun, but there's also a chance of a shower or two, especially across the southern tier. High just 56. Tonight, a few clouds, a shower around low 45. Tomorrow, an unsettled day with clouds, a little rain at times, especially later on, high 60. After a morning shower Monday, clouds break for sun, a high of 59. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Bill Decker.
Thanks, Bill. Right now, partly cloudy, 52 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
And I have to tell you, I just turned 65 myself, so I'm an official senior, although I kind of been enjoying it since 62. But and I really, really see the value of the things that we talk about now. And we do have tremendous opportunities here in Western New York with terrific people like our first guest. We're going to be speaking with the Clarity Group in just a second because you know what? We've got annual enrollment now starting October 15th. And you need to know their information, okay, to get you going and to give you the best coverage. But let me tell you first about our upcoming trip. We're going to be taking a wonderful 8-day trip on the Rocky Mountaineer train. This is happening April 28th through May 5th. We are actually flying to Vancouver. We're enjoying those Western Canadian cities like Calgary and Lake Louise and Banff. This trip already has people signed up, and we're going to keep the group small. So if you want to enjoy Gold Leaf service, you want to sit back and have everything come to you, this is your trip. And we're not we're going to be enjoying the train by day, but we're in beautiful, luxurious hotels by night. And fabulous food on the train. They call that Gold Leaf service. And all we need is you. So if you would like to come with us, or you'd like more information, or a trip like this was on your bucket list, please call Denise at Travel Brilliant at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. And say, hey, I got to know more about Linda's trip, because we are very, very excited about the Rocky Mountaineer. And we know you will be too. All right, started out on this show talking about the people you need in your life. Well, you need the ladies from the Clarity Group, because I'll tell you, we have open enrollment now starting for Medicare. Now, whether you're new to Medicare or whether you're returning and maybe you think you want to change, this is your opportunity to really sit down and speak with people who know all about this. You are not running from place to place to place trying to find your best deal. So let's say good morning to President Sally Steyer, Vice President Lisa Giancarlo, Vice President Karen Olson from the Clarity Group. Hello, ladies.
Good morning, Linda.
Oh, it's so great to have you. And in just a few minutes, I'll tell everybody that I took my first trip to the Clarity Group by turning 65. I needed to know about Medicare. And I tell you, I went to the right place. In my case, it was Lisa. Lisa, you helped me and my husband. You presented to us all the options after we told you what our needs were, and it was wonderful to be able to sit down and leave there knowing that decisions were made, the very best possible decisions for us. And now we have someone in the biz, so to speak, because we know you'll be looking out for us, Lisa. If any of these plans change or anything has been added to those plans, you're going to give us a call. And boy, is that a comfortable feeling.
Yes, thank you so much, Linda, for that. We look forward to servicing you and all of our Western New York community with the Clarity Group at 393-3437. And we're going to talk about our fourth new location coming up. But, yes, we're looking forward to reaching everybody in the Western New York area, because the annual election period, well, that may start October 15th and run through December 7th. However, we can start talking about the new plans that are available and the changes to your plans October 1st.
Ooh.
So we're looking forward to doing that. So we're really excited about it.
Now, let me back up a little bit, because, Sally, I want to let everyone know that when people come to you at any of your four locations, Medicare is the topic, because Medicare is all you do. They're not going to sit down and talk about Medicare for 5 minutes, then move on to an insurance plan. Medicare, you are Medicare specialists.
That's correct, Linda. So we specialize strictly in Medicare. So we handle all aspects of Medicare, whether it's helping someone get Medicare, choosing the right plan to go along with your Medicare, and being there for you all year long. I have noticed, just from driving around town lately and hearing the radio and ads and stuff, this time of year, people come out of the woodwork claiming to be Medicare experts.
Right.
The entire rest of the year, maybe they're selling property and casualty insurance, or maybe they're your financial planner or something like that. But all of a sudden, October hits, and everybody's declaring themselves as the Medicare expert. But we are the Medicare experts all year long. So we help you. This is all we do is Medicare. So if you come to us, we're not going to try to sell you something different. We're not going to turn your name over to our financial department or anything like that. We're strictly going to help you with your Medicare.
Absolutely. And you'll be there, and your doors are open, as you had said, all year round. You're not, people are not going to go to a seminar with someone that they're never going to see again, you know, at a rental place. No, you have four offices that are permanent. And if there's any change, if there's anything people should know, you folks are right there to let you know that there are some changes, or you may want to be aware of this. And you know, it was great. When I went to see Lisa, I took a copy of all of my prescriptions, and she asked me some great questions, like, will I be traveling, like especially more than 6 months out of the year? Do you live in two places? Things like that. All of that makes a difference when choosing a Medicare company. And a lot of our listeners don't know that.
That's very true. Yes, Linda, we ask a lot of questions. We actually have a conversation with you. So we don't just, it's not, you know, bam, bam, well, here's the plan for you. I could make a joke out of that. But we really take the time because we want our clients to feel comfortable with us, that we're there just to help with their Medicare needs and their health needs. And we want to try to preserve that doctor-patient relationship as well. So that's why we ask a lot of questions, because we don't want you to go into a plan and enroll in a plan that doesn't have all your providers or the hospitals in there. So we want it to be an easy process for you. We want to know that, you know, what your pharmacy is and what doctors you go to. So when you're enrolled in the plan, there's no hiccups. You
Absolutely.
Understand how the plan's going to work for you. And you know what, Linda? We don't charge a fee.
No.
We do this all year round, and we don't charge a fee. So
that, and we can't speak of that more, because I'm sure with people going to different seminars, you're getting a nice cup of coffee and a dessert, and you might feel, you know, this person was nice. I almost feel obligated to go ahead and take their plan. No, you shouldn't feel that way. At the Clarity Group, all of their services are complimentary. They are not looking for you to sign with a certain one. That is not how the Clarity Group works. And I think we should explain how that does work so people understand.
Correct. And one phone number will connect you to all of our locations. If you simply call 393-3437, you can be connected to our location at 4976 Transit Road in Depew, our location within the Boulevard Mall for the Northtown folks, and then also inside the McKinley Mall for the Southtown, Hamburg, Angola people as well.
Absolutely. We want to let people know that Clarity Group is perfect for those new to Medicare who have questions such as I, as well as those who want to change their current plan. So let me ask our audience this. What is your current Medicare status and eligibility? Because it makes a difference. You can be currently enrolled in Medicare. You can still go and see the Clarity Group. Eligible for Medicare and working, that might make a difference in what you choose. Eligible for Medicare and not working, well, you're definitely going to want to talk to the Clarity Group to find out any changes you may have to make and to review the Medicare plan choices. Number four, eligible for Medicare and retiring soon or losing coverage. These are all reasons to head over to the Clarity Group. Or not eligible for Medicare and retiring soon or losing coverage. These are all the types of questions that if you have those questions, then you're the perfect person who should be heading over and getting information. Medicare made clear by the Clarity Group. It's awesome. And again, ladies, we want people to know that the annual enrollment period is October 15th through December 7th. And during this time, you can add, drop, or switch your Medicare coverage.
That's right. But right now, we're talking to folks who just want to learn about the new plans. We're not allowed to take any enrollments or applications. That happens October 15th. But right now, we're meeting with a lot of people to go over their doctors and their medications and review all the plans. We have all the new materials that are in our office. From all the carriers that we represent. So this is the time to get the ball rolling, do a little bit of research. We can give you all the materials. And then October 15th, we can make that final decision and enroll you in a plan of your choice.
Now, here's something else that I learned, and I bet our viewers and listeners don't realize, and that is that I went to this meeting with my husband, who's already turning 65, and we ended up, Lisa, maybe you can address this, with two different plans. Married couples don't automatically get the same plan. You may not have the same needs.
Right, absolutely. So what we ended up doing with Linda and her husband was sitting down with them and looking at his current plan, because he's actually still working. Mm-hmm. And the cost of his plan was going to be significantly less if Linda took her own Medicare Advantage plan and he stayed on his group plan, because his group plan was less expensive than taking Medicare right in this very second. So we averaged it all out and did the numbers, and we did what was working for them and what their needs were. So he ended up staying on a group plan for another year or two or three or whenever he decides to retire. And Linda ended up going on a lovely plan that she's getting her meds at zero cost and all this good extra bonuses that she's also being.
That's right. And Lisa alerted us to the fact that if we went to a certain place to go and get our prescriptions, they would be free. I mean, it's just amazing what you can learn. And these are the things that you don't want to find out after the fact, that, I didn't realize that. I just went and took the plan that was offered, similar to where I worked. No, you have some great choices here, so you need to explore them. And the Clarity Group can make that absolutely crystal clear for you, so you feel really good about your decision when you leave their office. As Karen said, 4 offices locally, but give their main office a call, 393-3437. Or do log on to claritygroupny.com. You'll speak with Sally, Lisa, Karen, and many of their wonderful agents who are out to make sure you have the very best Medicare coverage.
Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do, we'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
At Independent Health, our experienced red shirts are ready to provide the personalized attention you deserve this Medicare season. We'll tell you all about our comprehensive range of plan options and exciting benefit enhancements, however it's most comfortable for you. By mail, phone, online, a video conference call, or safely in person at a Medicare Information Center. Experience the red shirt treatment. Learn more at www.independenthealth.com/Medicare.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. Due to the pandemic, our Treasures of Europe tour has been moved to next October 2021. What if I told you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Collect guided tours and Senior Radio makes that happen. This is a European trip of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the train to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful cities. Then on to Venice, discover the floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to the Academy Gallery to see the famous David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures, including a visit to the historic Colosseum and more. Call 877-262-4489 to reserve your spot on this once-in-a-lifetime experience, traveling October 2021. Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo, where you know we talk about your health and wellness and living options and legal matters, financial, leisure activities. And when it comes to getting you from point A to point B, you need a realty on your side. Well, we have them here, and we're so happy to be partnering with 716 Realty. Remember that name, 716 Realty. They're going to help you do that, and they do it in a way that's personal, professional, and you're going to consider these folks part of the family. And that's what you want when you're talking about something as precious as your home. We have Michelle Abbas with us. We have Katie Yakimovich with us. They work kind of together. They're a licensed real estate salespeople. So good morning. It's nice to have you on the show.
Good morning,
Linda.
Good
morning, Linda. It's great to have you here. Michelle, let's start with you. How long have you been in this business?
I have been in this business for 13 years.
Wow.
And it has flown by.
I bet. And I bet it changes all the time.
It does. And you know what? That's one of the things that I love about being a real estate agent is that no 2 days are exactly alike and you're always learning something new.
I love that. Now, what's interesting too, Michelle, is that Katie has come on board and you kind of really taught Katie the ropes, basically. Would you say that, Katie?
I definitely would. She was an amazing teacher.
Yes, I mentored Katie when she started in the real estate business. And you know what? She has tons of talent. So it was really easy to help guide her. And, you know, I take a lot of satisfaction out of bringing new agents on board and helping them get their feet underneath them.
You know, it seems to me, Michelle, the one thing that you exude is personality and care and a bit of compassion for people. And I think you make sure that your fellow agents see that that's important in a job like this.
Oh, definitely. You have to really care about your clients and be able to relate to a lot of different people. And Katie has done a great job with that. So
Now, the thing is, everybody, we're talking to wonderful ladies from 716 Realty. Now you're saying, wow, you're talking about care and compassion, Linda. This is a realty. But you know what? You're talking to people, Katie, and I think you've seen that a lot. We have a lot of different types of properties that come to market. Maybe they were unattended houses. Maybe we have, with COVID, we have people now who have inherited houses from their parents. And these houses are very important to these families, and they need to know what to do with them. And it's a sensitive time in their life.
Absolutely. It is. We've seen that quite often, where a family is just overwhelmed. I mean, their focus right now is taking care of their loved one, whether putting them in, having to put them in a nursing home, or if, you know, their mother or father has passed. So emotions are so high, and now they have to deal with the property. So sometimes these properties are left abandoned, you know, for years sometimes. And it really devalues the house, which is a shame. And in the same respect, you've got a lot of emotional attachment in that house as well.
Right.
So it's very hard for people to part with that. And we definitely, one of my past careers was being a home care aide, so I did see it firsthand. So I'm very knowledgeable about what, you know, families are going through. So I try to be there for them the whole way there. Like I said, you need that compassion. You cannot rush anybody. Mm-hmm. You have to let them take their time. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you know, it can be a beautiful experience.
Well, that's very comforting, because for a lot of people, maybe they haven't been in the process of buying or selling a home for years, and they're not even quite sure what it is they need to do. They don't have to worry about calling 716 Realty. You will walk them through this.
Absolutely. From beginning to end, I tell my clients, my quote is treating every client like family, and I stand very true to that.
Yeah. I noticed that as soon as I came into your office. It just seemed to me like it was a very homey place to be.
It is.
You all very care about each other, and you'll do anything for the client. In fact, you've had clients bring you food and everything else.
Oh, you
they
name
were so
it.
Happy
they've
with
been
the house
they have
bought.
Been just so grateful. I worked with one wonderful family, and gosh, they closed a month ago, and I've probably been at their house at least half a dozen times in the last month. And, oh, my gosh, they're making me food, and just they're so grateful.
That's great.
It's amazing.
And, you know, folks, these people will help you no matter where you are in Western New York. And, Michelle, I understand that you have the technology now where you can work with people through virtual viewings and things like that. So if you're coming in from out of town, you can still share that experience with the rest of the family as they're looking for a home.
Oh, absolutely. And especially with the days that we're going through right now, sometimes people don't want to be going out and visiting people's houses.
Right.
So we can give them the security of being able to have a FaceTime or a Zoom meeting and give them an actual walkthrough tour of the house.
And you can actually save people a lot of time.
Absolutely.
You get to know your client, I know that's important to you, you know what it is that they want. So you'll eliminate a lot of things that you know they don't want to, you know, walk through and basically waste everybody's time.
We do. We always, it was a bit different, you know, with COVID. Things were very strict. But what we like to do is always meet with the client. You know, it can be at Tim Hortons for a cup of coffee or in our office. Just sit down with them and go over everything. You know, what are they looking for? What do they absolutely need?
Mm-hmm.
It really helps narrow it down because some people are like, oh, you know, we don't know what area we're at. You know,
right.
We don't know what we want. And after having that discussion, it makes things much easier for both sides.
So. Are people looking for a specific area in Western New York? Are they pretty much open? Or is there any hot spot that everybody wants to be in?
It's, you know what? It seems like all the areas right now are very popular.
Yes.
But there is a shortage of homes on the market.
Mm-hmm.
I went to look for homes for somebody the other day in Williamsville, and for their criteria, there were 30 homes, which is not much.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I am going the extra step, and like today I'm going out and I'm previewing a house for a client because I already understand what their needs are to save the whole family that trip of coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, with more and more people working from home and now maybe permanently working from home, their parameters change. Maybe
mm-hmm.
they don't need to be within commuting distance of Buffalo and they can have that country house
that's
they
right.
always wanted.
That's right. My very first sale was a lake house, Chautauqua Lake. So,
right?
I mean, you want to talk about people ask how far I go?
That's far. Well, yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? She got it. It was fantastic. So
that's great.
I'm willing to go, you know, anywhere.
We are talking with two wonderful salespeople from 716 Realty. Now, they have three offices around Western New York, so they can work with you on any property you are looking for. We're speaking with Michelle Abbas and Katie Yakimovich, and Katie's number is 390-4991, and their website is 716realtygroup.com. Michelle, how would you say, and by wrapping it all up, that 716 Realty is different from a lot of others?
It is a full-service agency, and the thing that's very different from me, and I've worked for other companies, is that it's very cooperative. Like, we really are a family, and we help each other out, which translates to our customers because, you know, not everybody knows everything. So we'll get you the best person to fit you and your needs and where you're looking. And it's just, you know, it's a great environment and very positive, and that translates to how your agents interact.
That's great. And even if there's a commercial component, you have people who specialize in that as well.
Oh, absolutely. We're never afraid to bring somebody in that might be more knowledgeable about mm-hmm. something so that you're in the best hands.
Katie, we're down to our last minute. If someone is considering selling their home, how soon should they get in touch with you?
Oh, I say immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now is the time. The market has never been hotter. And like I said, houses are, they're selling so quickly because there still is low inventory.
Right.
So a house comes on the market and you know, we're looking at 20, 30 multiple offers. It's just,
it's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So if anyone is considering, now is the time.
And of course, you can give them some help on if they need to do anything to it that helps that sale move along. You can tell them.
Absolutely. We help with staging, decluttering, anything that's going to give it that little edge. We're willing, you know, to work with our clients and, you know, help in any way we can.
Folks, I know these ladies, and I'm telling you, this is the team you want on your side. You want the stress of selling or buying behind you. Work with Michelle, work with Katie over at 716 Realty. I can't make it any more plain than that. Do give Katie a call at 390-4991. Tell her what you want. And do go to their website at 716realtygroup.com. They're not going to let you down. You're going to be so thrilled with your experience.
someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Attorney Steve Barnes and his niece Elizabeth were killed in a plane crash yesterday in Genesee County. Sheriff William Sharon tells News 8 Rochester about the crash scene.
It's a very wooded area. There is a trail that goes through there that you could probably fit a ATV down or UTV. It's heavily wooded.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There is quite a crater that's been into the ground. Pieces of airplane and aircraft spread for hundreds of yards.
Sharon says neighbors described the plane making a loud whining noise, then dropping into a wooded area. The plane was associated with Salino & Barnes, a prominent personal injury law firm, the firm known for its ubiquitous advertising and old-time jingle. Governor Cuomo has complained for days local governments have not been cracking down enough on violations of state virus safety regulations. He's ratcheting up pressure by saying the state health commissioner would tell local officials in hotspots they have to step up enforcement and can be fined up $10,000 a day if their efforts are found wanting. State Attorney General Tish James says while the death of India Cummings was a tragedy, there was no evidence of criminal activity to warrant charges. Cummings died in the custody of the Erie County Holding Center in 2016. Being held at the holding center, there was a two-year investigation. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
When I listen to that theme song from Happy Days, it reminds me how much I really liked that show, because that show reminds me of my happy days back in the 1950s. Now I'm inviting you to take a journey with me back in time. So get ready to tap your feet to the nostalgic beat of a mix of classic TV themes.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Wow, wasn't that great? Didn't that make you feel great? I have a question, though. What is your favorite TV theme? We would love to know. So please go to our Senior Radio Buffalo Facebook page and let us know what your favorite TV show theme is. Here's the point I'd really like to make. Be sure, when you look back at your past, that you remember only the happy days, because those are the only things worth remembering. When you do hear these old TV themes from the past, grab onto and hold onto your feelings at that time and use these feelings to shape a positive future for tomorrow. Oh, by the way, be sure to pick up your copy of After 50 Magazine. This is Richard Derwald, Mr. Fitness, on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday,
News Radio 930 AM, WBEN.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino with you, as usual, every weekend, with some terrific guests with great information to help really enrich your life at this level. Whether you're ready for retirement, whether you're looking more at your finances, especially with what we've all been through with COVID, this is a wonderful time to get in touch with a true professional and find out how your finances are going to look in the future. Steve Elwell is a certified financial planner, and that's something you should always look for, those initials after a financial planner's name, partner and chief investment officer of Level Financial Advisors. Good morning, Steve. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Steve, I got a question for you. If someone knows that, let's say they're married, all right, they got a significant other, and they're thinking that, you know, this is a time in our life where we really should go to someone like Steve and sit down and find out where we are as we make this turn into retirement. But what if our spouse is the money person and the other person isn't, and you're having a hard time coaxing them into this?
Yeah, I think, you know, there always has to be even if one person handles the money and the other really doesn't, kind of stays out of it for the most part, I think there has to be at least some level of communication about what's going on in your financial life as a couple, even before you contact a firm like ours or someone like me, because that communication is really vital. You know, one of the top reasons for divorce is fights about money. So the more we can be on the same page about what's going on and what we're doing and what our goals are, the better when it comes to planning as a couple. But when someone shows up at our door, we always want both parties in a couple to be present for those meetings and involved in those decisions. Because to be honest, if one person's on board and the other's not, it's probably not going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to make decisions or get things done the way that we should. And I don't want one party to be on board. I want both parties to be on board so we can feel confident as a group about where we're going with your financial situation. So it you know, sometimes I see it play out where people try to just have one person of the couple really be involved in the relationship that we have with our clients. And we really push pretty hard back against that because that we just don't think that leads to a long-term successful outcome.
Absolutely. Steve Elwell is a certified financial planner, partner, and chief investment officer at Level Financial Advisors here on Senior Radio Buffalo with us. And Steve, it's interesting because the issues are different now for people who enter retirement compared to those still working. There's some important things that you're going to have to deal with that retirees may actually forget to plan for.
That is totally true. I mean, some of those things are the layers of complexity that can come with Social Security and when to start it, especially if you're a couple or a couple with big earnings differences income-wise or a couple with big age differences. So, you know, the standard advice that you might read somewhere probably doesn't apply because you have a unique situation. So we always want people to really spend some time giving some thought about something like that, which is probably something they really haven't given a lot of thought about. I mean, they haven't had to when they were younger than 62 and still working. So that's one item. Another item is the investment markets are, there are additional risks that come when you start living off of a portfolio or off of your savings. than when you're saving. When you're saving and accumulating and kicking money into your 401k every 2 weeks when you get paid. When you're working and saving, if the investment markets go down and you have a long ways, multiple years, 5, 10 or longer, away from retirement, and the investment markets go down, that's probably good news for you. You're still saving. You're accumulating more shares of the same stuff you already wanted to buy, and you're getting it at a lower price.
Mm-hmm.
That now, in the short run, it feels uncomfortable, right, to watch mm-hmm. our value of our investments go down. But in the long run, if I'm 5, 10, 15 years or longer away from retirement, a decline in the investment markets is great news if I'm still saving. If I'm spending from a pot of money that I've spent my whole life accumulating and the investment markets go down and I'm forced to sell while those prices are low, that might cause me to run out of money before the investment markets have enough time to recover. There's a new added risk. The financial people like to call it sequence of return risk. That's a mouthful. To me, all it really means, and the best way I can describe it, is you might just get dealt a bad hand out of your control. Where, let's say you retired in 2007. Good example, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened in 2008? Terrible things in the financial mm-hmm. markets. I mean, the financial system almost fell apart. There was a 40% drop in the stock market from October 2007 to March 2009. What if you got dealt a terrible hand? You better have a plan
mm-hmm.
for what I'm going to do as I'm living off of my savings if the investment markets or the stock market drops that much right in the early years of my retirement, which is the worst possible time. And on the flip side, some of us will get dealt a great hand where the first 2, 3, 4, 5 years of retirement are great for the stock market, and I get a bit of a head start because I just so happen to retire at a really good time for investing. The problem is none of us can control that.
Right.
And none of us can predict, including me. I can't predict either. Anyone who tells you they can is unfortunately lying.
Right.
Because no one mm-hmm. can predict the investment markets in the short run. But that's the problem we all have to deal with is we spend our lives saving and accumulating. By the time we retire, it's probably the most money we've ever had. It should be if we've been saving and retiring or saving and investing our whole life. And now we have to deal with this problem of what hand might I get dealt investment-wise in my first few years of actually living off of this pot of money. So we have to have a plan. And people, you know, they worry about the stock market in the short run, but coming up with a game plan for how to deal with it really is what needs to be done.
And that's why you need Steve and this wonderful team with you so you don't run out of money. You can retire and do the things that you've waited your whole life to do. But other surprise issues that change when you are at the point of retirement, Steve, taxes and long-term care costs. A lot of times we're not thinking of that, and that could wipe you out.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I always say that every dollar saved in taxes means an extra dollar for you to take vacation. And if someone's choosing between paying more in taxes or taking more vacations, people don't give a lot of thought to that choice. That was pretty easy. You know, so there certainly are, especially if you've done a good job saving and you have different types of retirement accounts or sources of income. So let's give an example. Let's say I have the ability to start Social Security or delay, you know, so that's one choice. Let's say I have a pre-tax 401k, like most people do, so I could take money from there. Let's say I have accumulated a fair amount of money in the bank, and I could live off of that for a little while. Or let's say I have a Roth IRA, which is completely tax-free going forward, based on the rules of that type of account.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really big difference tax-wise between taking all of the money you need to live off of from the 401k and having to pay tax on all of it versus taking money from other sources and in a way that minimizes taxes both in the short run and in the long run. You know, so there can be a lot of different ways to create the cash flow you need in retirement if you've done a good job saving. And the difference between doing it the right way and the wrong way could be a really large amount of money in tax saved over the rest of your life. So people, the problem is it's a really complex problem to solve. It's one that the vast majority of people are ill-equipped to solve because they don't get that detailed education on how Social Security is taxed and how 401ks are taxed and Roth IRAs are taxed and capital gains taxes and qualified dividends and interest and all these moving pieces of their financial situation. Most people don't get that deep into the weeds. It would be as if someone said to me, and I'm not mechanically inclined, Steve, go change your brakes in your car yourself. Now, there are people who can do that and do that and are happy to do it. They have the time and the energy and the knowledge and the tools to do it. I don't have the tools. I don't have the knowledge. I could find the information if I wanted to, and I could find the time if I wanted to, but I don't want to. So what do? I hire a mechanic. And that's what most people, when they're thinking about taxes in retirement, it's probably worth giving some thought to talking to an expert about it.
You know, Steve, it occurs to me that it sets you up almost to pay more if you don't have somebody working for you. I don't want to say that the government is against us, but it just seems like the way these things are set up that you, by being ignorant of what you need to know, you're going to get hit in the pocketbook.
Well, I think it's not so much that the government's setting anyone up to fail. They're just the rules and the deal that you agree to when you use a 401k, like most people do, or a traditional IRA, you know, is that you avoid tax up front and you get a tax deduction and you get tax deferred growth, so you delay the taxes until the future. But the end result is that most people forget is the government owns a portion of your 401k or traditional IRA. You know, whether you pay the tax or if you pass away, someone else pays the tax, either way, the government's getting a portion of those retirement dollars. That's the deal you signed up for. So it's still a good deal for the vast, vast majority of people because they delay taxes for so long that they get extra compound growth on their investments. So that's good. But the second side of that equation is if I retire with $1 million in a 401k, that's a big tax bill that I'm going to have to pay at some point. And if I do nothing, the government's going to tell me when I turn 72, I'm going to be required to start taking some of this money out, and I'm going to have to start paying my taxes on it. And so part of our job is to sort of look forward and say, okay, well, what do we think we might pay in taxes on that money when we get there if we do nothing and we just wait until 72? And if we use that information and we look at what maybe the next 5 or 10 years of our life looks like income-wise, is there a different alternative that actually results in less tax? Should we actually take some money out now or do a Roth IRA conversion or donate some money to charity? Or, you know, there are so many different ways to look at minimizing taxes. The key is if you have retirement accounts like a 401k, you've already made that deal with the government. Yeah. So now we need to figure out how can we minimize this?
Right.
And not in any type of questionable way, but minimize it in a way where we're just being forward thinking. We're being proactive about this tax bill.
And we're going to have to leave it there, Steve. But thank you so much. And if anybody was listening saying, I didn't know that, this is why you need to call Stephen Elwell, a CFP partner and chief investment officer at Level Financial Advisors. You're really going to learn a lot and save a lot of money, your own money. 634-6113.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
At Independent Health, our experienced red shirts are ready to provide the personalized attention you deserve this Medicare season. We'll tell you all about our comprehensive range of plan options and exciting benefit enhancements, however it's most comfortable for you. By mail, phone, online, a video conference call, or safely in person at a Medicare Information Center. Experience the red shirt treatment. Learn more at www.independenthealth.com/Medicare.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. Due to the pandemic, our Treasures of Europe tour has been moved to next October 2021. What if I told you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Collect guided tours and Senior Radio makes that happen. This is a European trip of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the train to Luzern, one of Switzerland's most beautiful cities. Then on to Venice, discover the floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to the Academy Gallery to see the famous David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures, including a visit to the historic Colosseum and more. Call 877-262-4489 to reserve your spot on this once-in-a-lifetime experience, traveling October 2021.
Everybody, Linda Pellegrino back with you here as host of Senior Radio Buffalo. It's a seat that I love sitting in every weekend because we really get some great information out there. And everybody deserves the finest information, and in this case, the finest representation. This morning, we are speaking once again with one of my favorite guests, Lindy Korn, who is the owner and founder of the law offices of Lindy Korn. She has worked for 41 years plus to make Western New York workplaces free of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, and retaliation. And we are continuing with a new series that Lindy entitled Ask Lindy. If you feel your rights have been violated in any way, you simply can ask Lindy through our Linda line, and that number is 324-5222. You can enter it through Senior Radio Buffalo, our website, or you can message us through Facebook. And of course, all inquiries are kept confidential. We're only using first names here. So good morning, Lindy. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
You know, we get a lot of great information out when people ask these questions, and we have a lot of questions that have come in. So it unfortunately tells me that people are concerned about their rights and discrimination and harassment and things like that. So, Lindy, we'll get right to it so we can get your expert commentary on this. We'll start with Patty in Amherst. Hi, Lindy. I announced to my boss that I was pregnant, and ever since that conversation, I feel like the workplace environment has changed dramatically. I feel very uneasy about the future of my current job. I'm not sure what to do.
Well, to this call, this questioner, I have to tell you that in the recent months, I have had many calls about pregnancy discrimination, and they're all spot on good cases. So I am very sorry to say that pregnancy discrimination is alive and well, and I actually think COVID has made it worse. So let me just say to you, if you are uneasy, the issue is you have to be able to find out why. What is at the root of your feeling uneasy? Was it something somebody said? Did somebody ask you, you know, congratulate you and then ask you how many children you intend to have? Mm. Did somebody leave you out of a meeting that you need in order to do your job? Did your supervisor ask you how long you intend to stay out? Did somebody ask you how you're feeling and do you think you're going to have a complicated pregnancy? I mean, what is the source of your uneasiness? And then work backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Again, documentation is critical, but if you're feeling it, I bet there's something there.
Yeah, yeah. And that's very strong advice. Documentation. When you hear something, write it down, date it, and so you can keep a track of things and where it's coming from. Great advice. That's for Patty in Amherst. Okay, now, Lindy, this is Paul in Lackawanna, and he writes, I have been working for my company for over 15 years, and recently one of my district managers, a female, has been sending inappropriate texts and messages. Can this be considered sexual harassment?
So I would say to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would say to Paul that you definitely need to save those text messages.
Mm-hmm.
They probably need to be shown to a lawyer. I think that it takes more than what is enough to create a hostile work environment based on sex or a sexual harassment case. It has to be severe and pervasive. And so those words are heavy with meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And what that actually means in this particular case, I couldn't just say generally over the radio. However, if Paul thought it was inappropriate and it's sexually inappropriate, I would tell him that that probably is a violation of the sexual harassment policy, and he would be on his way towards building a case. I'd have to know more about the full context. Because it usually doesn't stop with just one inappropriate email.
Right. And again, there's always two ways you can go. You can go to mediation before you go to the courtroom. And Lindy is an expert in that as well. And as you were saying, sometimes after the case, there's no coming back. But there is coming back from mediation.
Yes, I think that relationships, although they're very tense and raw at the time of a conflict, there can be a... if you'd have it, a healing
mm-hmm.
that comes by understanding and settling a case. And most good cases get settled in some fashion. And mediation is one of the most popular ways because it is a way to be heard and to then go beyond the dispute to get you what you need and to actually get your employer what they need. And there can be a lot. I'm sure that it's real.
Okay, we're going to squeeze in one more question in our Ask Lindy series. And again, folks, if this has really stirred up some questions in you, you can always contact us through the Linda Line Senior Radio Buffalo website, or you can message us on Facebook for the next time Lindy is on. Lindy, here's a question for you from Lisa in Buffalo. I work for a major corporation. An incident happened last fall involving my manager and his inappropriate behavior. I can't stop thinking about how this affected me and my family life. Can there still be a case given the amount of time that has passed?
Yes, I would tell this caller that that there, in a state court situation, there could be a 3-year statute of limitations. So I think that would cover the period that this caller is referring to. I also think that it's really important. My silent partners are the mental health professionals, the licensed social workers, the psychologists, sometimes the psychiatrist who help people that I'm helping. And so if this person is still being bothered, my first real answer would be, it would be really important that they go to talk to somebody who's trained to listen. And I believe then they will sort out exactly what the issue is, because it affected this person so totally. And that really is how sexual harassment affects its victims.
If you think you have a case, folks, you have to go to an attorney who knows what she's doing. Lindy Korn is that person, the owner and founder of the Law Office of Lindy Korn. And this is our Ask Lindy series, and we love having her on the air.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.